Hey, it's David Perdue, MyNAMS.com, Novice to Advanced Marketing System. This is part two of our outsourcing solutions workshop that we have started. We went through a lot of material today, and I'm not going to go back through it all, just to say that we covered a lot of how and why to do outsourcing, when you should do outsourcing. One of the biggest things that he talked about, which I thought was pretty eye-opening, was using a task list to break up everything into groups. And that hit me pretty hard because I thought I have always done outsourcing by task, not by group. And I can see that if I would do it by group, that it would be a whole lot easier to make sure that I've got the right stuff outsourced from beginning to end. So here's what I've done that we can work on a little bit, still in the prototype phase, and this is something that you'll want to work on, and I'm going to share with you today as well. So first off, on our page at nams.wssolutionsdl, let me bring this over, you should start seeing some download material here. This will be the page that you go to get the videos when they're up. This will be your download page, basically. So this is the Profit Groove checklist here. I have a whole bunch of outsourcing worksheets. Now I'm going to show you just a couple that I've started putting together, and I should have these all done by mañana. And this is something that I actually should be outsourcing, but the folks that I have working for me are busy doing other things. But anyway, here's what we've got. It's the Outsourcing Solutions Worksheets, and you're going to find that you'll have one or two page documents here, and you're probably going to end up with about a 150 page document here with multiple worksheets that show you how to do things on different, or how to outsource to somebody in different areas. So for example, how to install and use a Kismet WordPress. You'd want to hand this sheet off to somebody, and they could follow the directions in your system completely to get you set up with a Kismet. Let's see, I think the first one was the WHAM cart, W-H-A-M cart, if you're using that one. This is how to do a broadcast email and a member. Tells you exactly how to do that. And then, let's see. I've got a ton of these. Let me just show you quickly that I'm putting all of this together, and you'll be able to use it for the people that you are working with and you're outsourcing to give them some tips to move forward. Okay, so hold just a second. So you can see all of these documents are going to be, what is that? How to do a press release, how to do PDF to Acrobat, WordPress redirection, WordPress capture, WordPress widgets, a lot of WordPress stuff there, a lot of other things that you would use on a regular basis. That's 155 items, so that's probably going to be 200 or 300 pages. And it's going to be an opportunity for you to use any of these for your outsourcing needs. So that's coming, and you'll find it on this page here where it says outsourcing worksheets. That should be there, I'd say, by weekend. I also have a report that I'm going to give you on outsourcing with Fiverr. Now, some of you are asking today about outsourcing with outsourcing small task. And outsourcing with Fiverr can really be a good thing. I have used Fiverr for creating video intros. If you remember the intro on the NAMS tutorials, it's a nice little classy 3 to 5 second intro and outro on the NAMS tutorials. That was done on Fiverr. It cost me $15 to get that done. I like it a lot, and I'm going to have more done for the other things that we're doing. I've got a report that I want to give you about working with interns, because interns can be a really good source of productivity for you. But you have to be able to train them and work with them because they're there to learn from you. But what you have to do is give them a good set of tasks to do, and then they get that month's task done. Then the next month you can coach them a little bit on their business, but you never coach them first on their business. You only coach them when they complete their task. So we've got a good report on working with interns. That's a very good, cheap way. Last year we worked with 414 interns. About 8 of them really worked out well, and a couple of them we actually hired. So it works out really well for us in the long term to use interns. And especially as the more you do it, the better you get. We also have a couple of brandable reports in our brandable reports section, which you can find here under the catalog, brandable reports, or you click this link, it'll take you to that page as well. These are brandable reports. Hands-free outsourcing is a brandable report that we've created. And this one is outsourcing secrets with Nicole Dean. We did an entire webinar with her. And that way, you can grab these and also drive people into the MyNAM system with these brandable reports. Okay, the videos will be here once I get the videos done. And boy, have I got an editing job to do on the first one this morning. I'm going to be up late tonight working on that. But okay, and I do, yeah, Stan says, one way I heard somewhere is to hire a pro once and have them screen capture everything step by step, then have your less skilled tech person learn from that. I'm going to try to open this up and hope it doesn't kill my internet, because I want to show you this as well. Since you brought it up, Stan, that's exactly what we do. This is my... Oh, no, I don't want that one. I want this one. This is my, what is this? This is my CloudBerry is what this is. And we have in here, you see this thing called staff training right there. Everybody needs to have an operations guide and or training in place. So we have started all of that here so that people can watch these videos and learn how to do different things in our system. So for example, WLT setup, step one, step two, step three. These are all videos on how to create WLT. WLT is the weekly live training. And that's we have 5 different steps there that we're running through. Then we have things on adding swipe affiliate tools to the affiliate tools page. Let's see, affiliate approval, A-member testing, A-member user accounts, reports, payments, setting up products. So we have stuff here for all of the different pieces that we use in our membership system. And that's the hardest part for people to get to use. Using Amazon 3, we actually have that set up as well. So anybody who's an intern with us gets to use some of these things to train with, and we use this training with a lot of the people that we use in outsourcing. Now, as I said today earlier, I'm not great at this. I'm not great at outsourcing, and I'm really tickled that we had Travis on this morning, because he has learned, he is teaching us a ton. He has learned a ton and is teaching us a ton by having set up his own outsourcing company. Kathy says that she has started recording things that she can do so that she has them available to future VAs. So that's basically the same thing as you do something, you record it and you hand it off to somebody. Sheila's asking me, which dollar hat will I be wearing when I do that editing tonight? I'll be wearing that $18 to $20 hat, which is not great, but I have some special circumstances. Because it takes me forever to load a video to S3 if I do it here. I could always take my Camrec files into town, upload it at the high-speed internet that I have in town. But that's a long process. So once I edit the video tonight, I'll take the finished product into town and upload that tomorrow. And I'm also, by the way, just so you know, I'm looking for an office space, which is on my agenda for tomorrow and Monday in town. So I'll be going to work every day instead of staying at the house so that I can get the high-speed internet. I just had it. I could put them into Google Drive. I could put them into Dropbox, Stan, or Google Drive, either one, but that still has to upload. It takes about, well, here's an example. I took a video to upload here. It was going to take 454 minutes. What is that? Almost 6 hours or more. It's more than 6 hours. I took it into town to load it up. It was 15 minutes. So, you know, it's just craziness with what I've got here for the internet. So I gave you that link. It is nams.ws/solutionsdl. I'm putting that here on the, where should I put that? Maybe I'll put that right here in the prototype for solutions resource. Actually, maybe I'll put that as a new thing over here. Okay. Okay, that's all the resources. I'm going to be at that link. And I'm putting it in the chat box and also in the question box, so you can go to that. And it's from this morning. You should have it already, but I want to make sure it's there again. Okay, so I'm closing that over there. Now, here's what we're going to do for our prototyping, and what our challenge will be about this month is organizing your stuff, organizing your task, so that you can create an outsourcing plan and then start doing some outsourcing based on your priority list. So I hope that we can do this collaboratively, because I'm sending you a link here to the task list that I'm creating in Google Drive. And now I'm going to open a spreadsheet to show you the spreadsheet that you'll end up with. Okay, I'm moving too fast, but we'll come back to everything in just a second. So this is the spreadsheet you're going to end up with. This is the list that he was talking about. It's a little bit, you know, I love spreadsheets and I'm not great with paper, but this is the list he was talking about. Here is your list on the left, all tasks, right? And you start dropping in here all your tasks, but I want to give you this spreadsheet when most of the tasks are in here so that you have a good template to start with. You'll have here the opportunity to say yes, no, or TBD about whether you're going to outsource that or whether you're going to do that or not. So if you're going to do setting up the autoresponder, you would say yes. If that's something you love to do, you're good at it, you want to do it, that's you. You can do it. Then we're going to choose which group, which task group it's in. So this is in list building. And we have in here autoresponder, cart, copywriting, customer service, finance, funnel, infrastructure, legal, marketing plan, planning and strategy, a lot of different things, and we'll add to this group as well. Then we have on the outsource, this is, if you, by the way, if you hover over these, there are comments explaining what each column is. So this is every task that must be completed to add to your list of things to do. Here is task only you could do. Here is choose the task group from the drop down. So you can outsource all tasks within a group. This one is outsource or not. So you do a drop down, yes or no, TB. And this one is outsource priority. So let me move over there so you can see it. So this one is, when should this be outsourced? High is right away. As medium is as soon as possible. Low is whenever you can. And none equals you're never going to outsource that. Okay, all of these are drop down boxes and you can choose that right there. So this will help you build your outsourcing plan. Okay, let's see. Now, but you're not going to get this spreadsheet just yet. We're going to work on building this list, because this list, I've got this set up so that we can do this entire thing for a list of 500 tasks. And I don't doubt it that there's about that many tasks for us to list here. But we'll start out with, you know, if we get to 100, I'll spread this over, or I'll copy it over and give you this spreadsheet. But let's get rid of that right now and go to what we're going to work on together here. So if you go to this link, nams.ws/create task list. Yes, Dan, I will save this down actually to 2003 and 2007 so that you can, so anybody can use that spreadsheet when I'm done. So that should take you to, it does, to the Google Drive. Okay. So now, let's see. Everybody click on that. You should have the Google Drive spreadsheet up. You should be able to see the Google Drive spreadsheet when you click that link. Please confirm that, yes or no. nams.ws/create task list. I'm going to make sure you have permissions to that. Okay, good. Gail has got it. Nancy's got it. And Elena's got it. Good. Now, you should, I hope, have, because I see four people. You're all anonymous up here, which is great. You can see these. We have five people now looking at this spreadsheet up here. And that's one of the things I love about Google Drive is the collaborative way that you can use Google Drive. So you should actually be able to type in, I think blue's me. Is that right? No. I don't know which one I am, but I've got this one, and I'm going to type in here video creation. Okay, and you should be able to actually type any of the tasks in here that come to mind for you, and that way we can build this task list very quickly. So if you don't mind, start typing a task in there. Let's see if this works. Let's see if you can actually collaborate on this, or if I needed to invite you specifically here. Just start typing. Anybody start typing there a task list? Let's say we have a lot of WordPress tasks to do, right? And you want to type it in this spot. Are you able to edit that? Okay. That may be an issue. I have an idea here. Just give me 1 second. Access, no sign in required, can edit. There we go. Now you should be able to edit. See if you can type in there now. And you may have to close it and open it again. I'm assuming that you're not able to edit still. Oh, look, somebody's editing. So that is anonymous user 15. Good. So update WordPress plugins. That's a good task. So that would be a WordPress task, right? So we'd add that here. Create a webinar. Exactly. Now we're cooking. So what are the tasks you're going to do? Good. Set up Facebook page. Edit a video script. Be sure you go to a blank spot. You'll be typing over somebody else if you don't. So see, the purpose of this is so that we can actually build this list really quickly. We're sharing minds here. Okay, so this is one of the things that I didn't have on my spreadsheet was social media. So set up a Facebook page would be social media. You guys type them in and I'll group them. How about that? Uh-oh, somebody just took away the publicity one. How are we doing here? That was actually a pretty good one. Is this making sense to you? Okay. Interview VAs, this would be actually that would be outsourcing. Or let's call that human, let's just call it resources. Landing page. I think we have landing page. Video. Great webinar, that would be marketing. Free report would be content creation. This would be content creation too. I added blog post. Dedupe a member list. Client billing, let's see, that'd be finance. Landing page would be funnel. Locate images and quotes for books. That would be, I'm going to call that research for a minute. Let's see what we find. Create text for book back cover. Okay, you guys are doing a nice job here. Let's stop with this, and I'll show you what we'll do then going forward. So let me just grab these things. This was supposed to be a header that was task list. Okay. And we're going to grab these things. And I'm going to bring up my spreadsheet. Come on. So I use software from the cloud. So this 2013 Excel and everything else is from the cloud. Which means, man, oh man, that sometimes I get a lag. Oh, that didn't work. How is that going to do? See if I can do it again. There we go. Okay. So now I'm going to drop that into the spreadsheet. And let's see if I just insert this just for a minute and come back over here with my task group. Okay, so I didn't add social media. I left that off of this, so I will go over to the Groups tab and add it in. So all I do is come down to where it will go, RST, it'll go before the T, and insert and type in social media. Come back to my task, and it'll be there. There it is, social media. Do I have WordPress? Oh, I think I kept WordPress as a website. Okay, content creation. Okay. Now, this is something you guys wouldn't have to do. I'm just doing this here so that we can have a list to start with. And I basically outsourced the creation of that list to you guys. Product creation, content creation, traffic. A new one, publicity, I left out. Finance. So what we said, interview, that was, do I have a human resources or an outsourcing? I don't. Okay. Funnel. Don't think I have a research. Images and quotes for a book, that's basically content creation is what that is. Okay, so we could do the rest of these too, but for right now, we're just going to stick with these. I can dump this. Now we're back to this, and I'll save this. Okay, so now, great thing about Excel. Okay, let's see. I'm kind of reading comments as we go here. No, there are no drop down in the Google Drive. What you're looking at here is the Excel sheet. The Excel sheet has these drop downs built into them. The Google Drive does not. So what I did was transfer the information that we collaborated on into a spreadsheet that I will then give you guys once we have this list completely built out with as many lists as many tasks as we can come up with. So, and watch today and tomorrow, because I'm going to put that sheet in our Facebook group and ask people to go add as many tasks as they can to this list, and then I'll come back and adjust it so that we can have a better, more thorough list to share. Okay, so now we go through and we do these things like, what are we going to do? Who's going to do this? Is it something that I must do? And I'm going to say set up autoresponders, definitely a not. Write emails is kind of a maybe, but I'm going to say no, because I've actually got some people writing emails for me now that are autoresponder series, but I like to write my own broadcasts. So I'm going to say no on that. Scheduling the emails is a no. Creating the opt-in form is a no. I've got somebody doing that for me. Building the landing pages would be a no. Let's just put no in here, and I'll go back and add up the yeses, because I think that's going to be easier to do. So set up the autoresponder, write the emails. That's the same one, so I can get rid of that. Oh, maybe this is a duplicate. Yeah, down to there. Okay. And video creation. Yeah, I outsourced. That's kind of a maybe too. I could write the script and have somebody else do the video creation. That actually, I'm gonna say no on that as well. Set up the Facebook page. I do have other people do that. Update WordPress plugins is a no. Create webinars. I do the webinars myself, so that's a yes. Although that could change, but it's a yes right now, so I'm going to leave it as a yes. Write free report. That's an outsource. Set up Google Plus page is an outsource. Edit blog posts. is an outsource. Edit cells video script is an outsource. No, I'm a control freak. I'm going to say yes on that one. Edit YouTube links. I don't know what that means. Edit YouTube links. Anybody type in here what you think. Edit YouTube links. If you wrote that in there, tell me what you meant. Edit YouTube links. A-member products, I outsource that. Article marketing, outsource that. Create affiliate program, outsource that. Dedupe A-member, that's outsource. Recruit JV partners is a blend. So I'm going to say TBD on that one. Create a public relations plan, client billing, track income and expense. I've already outsourced all of that. Interview VAs, edit landing page. I would say that I do that one. Yes. Interview VAs. Edit landing pages, outsource, locate images for quote and book. Could be outsourced. Okay. So that's finance right there, by the way. Missed it. Okay, so let's just look at those for the moment. Now, the thing I love about Excel is you can slice and dice any way you want to. So I'm just going to filter everything here on this page. So it has filtered these automatically for me. So now I'm going to say, I'm going to look at my groups. I'm just going to look at the list building group first. So I've got set up autoresponder, write emails, schedule emails, create opt-in form, dedupe a member list. And I'm going to say that that is to be outsourced. All of those are to be outsourced. I'm going to say yes. Right? Now, outsourcing priority on that, getting the email funnel set up. Getting the email funnel set up is really high priority in the business. I would say that that's probably the highest priority and something I really need to pay attention to more. So making sure that people who've purchased something get the right number of consumption emails and then follow-up emails as well to get more use out of what we've already got. So I'm going to say this is high. One of the things this is going to do for me right now is help me prioritize everything in my business. So I'm really loving this already. Okay, so I'm going to save it. And I'm going to come back over here to my task group. And let's look at content creation. Creating webinars. Okay, so with creating webinars, there's a lot that goes into creating a webinar. So let's just take that one task. I'm going to insert some rows here. And I'm going to copy these drop-down boxes so that they all have drop-down boxes. And so I'm going to say on creating a webinar, we have to create PowerPoint, write a script. If you do that, set up email promotion for a webinar. Create in the webinar system, create registration form in webinar system. What else do we do with creating webinars? Let's see, we schedule promotions, find a guest. get guest content. And this is for webinar. Write a script. So what I want to do probably is make this easier. So and create redirect links. Okay, so I'm not going to do all that. I actually might create the PowerPoint. That's about it. The rest of this is done by other people. Okay, so now I've seen pieces of it that I can outsource completely. Right? So if I do tasks that I must do, and I filter on no, and this is all in my content creation stuff, then I can outsource all of these, yes. Oops. And I can make that a medium priority on the outsourcing. And I probably would rethink that because I do a lot of webinars and that's probably a high priority for money making because those are things that make me money. So let's say yes, we want to do that. Okay, high priority for outsourcing that. Now when I go back over here and let's see, I'll click off of this to select all, click off task like that to select all. So now let's see what task I have to do. So I've clicked only the yes. Forget these down here, I just haven't filled those out yet. But I've only really come up with three tasks so far that I have to do. Okay, so Stan says rehearsal of webinar, and Sheila says not going to contact the guests. So, okay, I'll do that too. Let's go back over here. Those are tasks that we may or may not do, but let's put it in anyway. I'm telling you, just writing these things down and creating this list is causing me a little, anxiety. It's causing me a little anxiety because I am such a control freak. It's going to be hard for me to let go of that many things, but it is exactly what we need to do. And I am my own bottleneck, so that is... that is exactly what I want. Webinar, practice, presentation. And Stan has written into here as well, webinar contract. So yes or no, whether you use a contract or not, I always just send an email and that's what we do. And you can add it if you want. Okay. So still, these are all things that can be outsourced. Not the practicing. That's one I'd have to do. So Do you see the point of what we're doing here? We're building this list so that we can prioritize our business and get as many folks into this, as many folks working for us as possible to get as much done as possible. So this is going to be a really good opportunity, I think, not just to prioritize our business, but also to identify areas where we can get the outsourcing done. Now, of course, what we're doing here as well is by creating these groups, we click the high, and that is stuff that we want to outsource as fast as possible. Okay, so I'm also seeing that we have high listed there. That would be a medium. That would be a medium. Article marketing would be a medium. Deduping A member list would be a medium. Locate images for book might be a high. Okay. So now I'm going to resort that. I just choose the highs only. And that way I can start identifying the groups. So, all right, now I've got two different groups here that I can talk to outsourcer or project manager about. So I've got a list building group. I need somebody to work on list building for me. And I need somebody to help with my content creation and especially the webinars that we do. You know, one of the things that we needed to add in here is schedule, webinar schedules. Because that's a big one. Somebody should be scheduling webinars way out in advance. Okay. All right, so see how we went through that? We started breaking those pieces down. Now, remember I talked earlier today about being a project manager and starting from the end. So let's take another one and start from the end of that, and let's make that social media, okay? We're going to look at social media next. Task group, we might have some social media already. We're going to click them all. Okay, task you must do, where is it? Don't we have some social media in there already? Oh, here we go, got just showing eyes. Select all. Okay, so we're seeing everything. Now I want to just see social media. Social media is something that gets outsourced a lot. And there's a reason for it, because it can be set up as an easy system to outsource. So, Stan said earlier that this was supposed to be for your YouTube video SEO. Okay, so basically what you're doing is you're putting SEO for YouTube. Okay. All right, so now, if we just look at the social media, what's our end goal on social media? Our end goal is to be seen everywhere on social media. So I'm going to start adding down here, out of the way, social media. Post everywhere to get visibility. Okay. That's number one, and it's going to be a task that I don't have to do, that I can outsource. It's a social media group, and it is to outsource, yes, and it is, let's say it's a medium at the moment. What this is going to do, by the way, is determine which, this outsourcing priority is going to determine which of the areas that you want to start outsourcing immediately. So if you've got a limited budget and you don't want to outsource everything, you get to pick based on your priorities here, which you're going to tackle first. Now, also another thing for me about priorities is I always want everything now. So it's a really hard thing for me to do, and I have to stay focused on making sure that I get just the right priorities done. It's kind of like that shiny object syndrome that we suffer with. So, okay. So now I'm going to Hootsuite is social media, and we're going to say that that is scheduling post in Hootsuite. Okay. I don't have to do that. Somebody else can do that for me. By the way, I had interns that were doing a lot of the social media for me because they wanted to. I've never paid anybody to do social media for me. I've always used interns for that. And the reason I do that is because that's a task they want to learn, and they spend a lot of time with it. So that's a skill that you can help people learn, and they can move on to charge other people. Okay, so in the social media, let's come back down here. Let's talk about some tasks here in social media that we need to do. Just start spitting them out in the question box here. Social media task, scheduling Twitter post, tweets, scheduling tweets, creating blog post snippets for Hootsuite. What else? Make new connections and invitations. Okay, so you want to get new followers. Start conversations. Create images. Thank you, Helena. That's a good one. Create images. What else? Update profiles. That's a good one for SEO particularly, but for marketing as well. Okay. What else? Comment on other posts. Okay. Some people have, some of our instructors that I know actually have their VAs going out and every day doing all the birthdays, saying hello, happy birthday to everybody. And so I put in here to do daily event tasks like birthdays. Social media advertising. Is that social media or is that advertising? Let's keep that in advertising, I think. And then we could go into different Facebook ads, do it with YouTube, all of that. So this would be advertising, which I don't think we have, actually. Nope. Going to add that one. Now notice I have a blank spot up here. And if I want to add something, I need to insert a row inside of this column. Because if you see, if I highlight that whole thing, if I highlight the whole thing here, well, where is it? There it is. If I highlight the whole thing here, I get groups at the top. I thought I had group, too. I do have group. So group gives me everything, including the blank at the top. That's the one I wanted, was blank at the top. So I'm going to add advertising to that. That'll show up in the task. Okay, and that is Facebook ads. I actually outsourced that when I was doing a lot of it. And it is a outsource, yes. And that is a medium for me. Okay. Photos for Pinterest. Spelled that wrong. Okay. And what else have we got? Let's see. Create images. Upload videos. Upload video sets to YouTube. Is that what? Analyze insights, yep. Okay. Upload videos to YouTube. Okay, so you know what? We have a bunch of things now that I can add this social media tag to. Give me just 1 second, and I will do that. Scheduling tweets. Creating blog post snippets. Get new followers. Create images. Okay, now, all of this can be outsourced as well. So I'm going to just copy this down. Okay, so it's getting a little bit hard to see social media plan. Okay, and all right, so now let's do click here. We're only going to look at social media. I want to get rid of these guys. And the easiest way to do that is to work on my, so that's a yes. This is a publishing, which we don't have. Actually, content creation. And cannot be outsourced. And is a medium or a high? Outsourcing priority is a low. None. Because we're not going to outsource it. Okay, follow-up email on offer I had buried in an easy mailing. Okay, so that's kind of specific. Let's just say follow-up. Offers, follow-up emails. This needs to be not your to-do list, but the task list for creating an outsourcing opportunities here. So not your specific to-do list. Follow-up emails on offers. We have that, I think, in our autoresponder, but I'm going to leave this here as. That would be a yes. Autoresponder. Yes. Medium. Okay. Attend webinars to learn more. I'm going to delete that line. Delete that line. becomes a new group. Is that attending live events is not education, although it seems like it might be, but really what it is networking. That also is a new group. Okay, so come over here and I add networking. And education. Okay. Back to the task list. And that one is a must do yourself. So that's a yes. And it would be networking that we said. And outsource it, no. And okay, now, before we go away from that one, though, I just want to say that you actually could outsource this one. There are people who send assistants places so that they can do networking for them. So that, you know, if you had three or four events going on at one time, you send out your little spiders out into the world and they go out and snag some new JV partners for you or whatever. So you could actually outsource that one if you want to. I prefer not to at this moment. So I've got that down for me as a note. Attend webinars to learn more. That is a TBD, depending on the webinar. And that would be, what did we say that was? Education. And outsource it, no. And outsourcing priority is none. Okay. Saving it. Now we're going to look at social media only. Because the point I want to get to here on social media is set up Facebook page, what's involved in that? Right? Each one of these tasks has subtasks. Those and to outsource appropriately and safely, Gayla was asking the question this morning about sorry, I was reading a comment. Gayla was asking a question this morning about budget and project overruns and what's called scope creep in the project management world. And that's when a project that you thought was going to take 30 days takes 90 days and your costs triple or your costs can go through the roof many times. And sometimes you end up going 90 days and you end up with a completely different project. That's not good. And the reason that happens is because you don't understand the scope of what you're trying to do. So you want to look at each task and understand, this is basic project management 101. You want to look at this task and you want to understand what goes into each of these larger tasks. So you have social media, set up Facebook page. What goes into the setting up a Facebook page? Drop it in here. What goes into setting up a Facebook page? Getting a cover image created, right? Getting likes. Deciding on a name is a good one. Oops, I always do that, by the way. When I type name, I always type names. Deciding on a name and do your privacy settings. In other words, is it a closed or open group? Did you have anything else in mind, Kathy, on creating on privacy settings? Posting on your Facebook page. So when you're posting on your page, do you want to schedule post or write post? What's your strategic use of your Facebook page? For example, I'll give you an example. Ellen Britt has a personal page and she has a Facebook page, business page. She never writes on her personal page. She uses her business page as her personal page, and she puts everything on her business page. so that she gets a lot more attraction to the business page. And it makes a lot of sense because she's getting more and more likes to her business page and more posts that are exposed to the world because more people are talking about her business page. That makes a lot of sense. For some reason, I haven't made that move yet to our MyNAMS page. We post on over there not nearly as regularly as I post on my on my personal page. So I see something here about creating an about section. Okay, create an about section. What else would you do on your Facebook page? What apps do you want to run on your Facebook page? Do you want an opt-in on your Facebook page? Do you want a contest on your Facebook page? What else? Add tabs. Create tabs and add tabs. Create tabs. Add tabs. Links to your website. Moderating messages. Okay. So as you can see, my point is there's a lot that goes into this one major task of setting up a Facebook page. So all of these things need to happen. Let's see, I need to make this Facebook though. Because you're going to do the same thing on your Google Plus and on your Twitter account and on your LinkedIn account. So once we identify, and I don't have all this stuff done, but I need to have all this stuff done, right? And so do you. And now that we've identified it, we could actually create a project for each one of these and send it out to an outsourcer, a resource that we have available, and get it done. Because these are mostly one time, and then we have some maintenance aspects of this. So, and we don't have to do all of these things ourselves at all. So there you go. Now we're down to, what have we got here? Let's look. So we've got social media. And we have a ton of stuff. Now, we would do exactly the same thing here, like I said, for, oh, that's Facebook there, so. Okay. You do exactly the same thing for Google. So that'd be G+. And you would do additional things for Google. Okay. I'm reading a question here from Gayla that is pretty long, and I'm going to respond to this in just a second because it's a good one. As most of the questions that come in here are really good, so thanks, guys, for dropping your questions in. That's what makes it worthwhile. Aha! So Gayla says, so this is helpful. I can clearly see why this isn't getting done. Once you have the list, then anything you want to outsource must be discussed with the outsourcer. Very time-consuming. I specifically have a problem with the one-time task. It seems that more time-consuming to outsource than to just do it myself. Of course, that doesn't really work either. Okay, so yeah, these seem like one-time tasks. Setting these things up seems like one-time task. But once you've got these set up for Facebook, then you realize that you have the same kind of task, and you can modify those a little bit for Google, for Twitter, for LinkedIn, for what are the other areas that we could look at? You know, you could look at Pinterest, Instagram, and then you've got things like that are like social blog, microblogging sites. Crap, coming, I can't think of the one I wanted to think of. It starts with a T. Oh, what is it? Tumblr. Thank you, Stan. Thank you, Elena. Tumblr. Yeah, Tumblr is one of those as well you'd want to add in here. So yeah, they're one-time tasks, but they're similar tasks that the same person can go through and knock out pretty quickly using all of the same information. And then you would be done with getting these set up, and you would set up then for maintenance. And what I mean by maintenance is regular posting, creating a schedule, creating content for all of these things. So I understand the pain, Gayla, of identifying all this stuff and having the conversation with the outsourcer to make sure it's done. But once it's documented, once it's set up, that translates into a lot of other stuff. And your person that you did the Facebook with is going to understand what you want on Google+, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, all those others. I can see this being incredibly helpful. So I'm loving making this list myself. So it's going to be something that we use quite a bit. Stan is saying, when you're done with the list, will you mark as priority for those just coming into the online world to give them a clear path to get started and be successful? I'm not sure I understand what you're asking, but are you asking... from an outsourcing perspective, Stan, what they should do first? Or from a what you should do first to start building your business? That's a completely different question. Yeah, I agree with you, Gayla. When you do a task list like this, Gayla said, I'm working through a mind map process right now. Once I get the projects in and prioritize, I think using the spreadsheet for the task makes much more sense than putting the task into a free mind as he does. The reason I love doing task lists in spreadsheets is that we can actually take this and do a lot of copy and paste. There's something else here that you're not seeing that is really kind of cool. So you can do a lot with a spreadsheet. Now, I hesitate to do this, but I'm going to anyway. So just one second here. I'm going to show everything that we have, and I'm going to come over here and say I'm going to insert a link here, and I'm going to identify these as... I could give these, this is, if you were in the project management world, these are one of the, this is one of the things you might do. So you would do, we've got a list building here as the priority, right? So let me go back to the social media since we already started that. So Facebook was getting Facebook set up. Where is that? Yeah, here. Okay, so let's say that's FB1. And the way you do it in the project management world is you number your tasks, right? So this is FB1-1. And then all these would all be sequential. Like that. So that would be Facebook task, right? Now, the reason I would do that is because I could come over here and do a subtotal. By clicking on data, do a subtotal, and I want to show, let me give this a task ID. And we're going to not do anything here. I can do count. And I'm going to do it on task ID. Sorry. I'm going to do it on task group. Probably have to sort this first, but let me just check. Yeah, got to sort it first. Okay, so I've sorted on task group. Now if I did a subtotal, I can group all of those by task group. But I wanted a change in task group, not task ID. And replace current subtotals, yep. Okay, so then I can see which groups I've got. And I could actually sort them by the highs, all of the highs, if I sorted everything by high and then the groups. So then I could actually create groupings that I can tackle one at a time as well. So so that is one way. You can start messing with spreadsheets is what I'm saying. I know what Bob does with the mind maps, and I love that too, in that he will actually move tasks from one bucket to another bucket when they're done. But you can add a column out here, just says done. But as I said earlier, this is, most of these are not just one-time deals. Most of these are maintenance, ongoing outsourcing opportunities. So you might set it up one time, but you continue to build on these. So these are not things that you would move into a done box. It's not a task that's going to be a done box. That is a great method, but it's not what we're talking about here. Yeah, so Laura, good. You've had an aha here. It says, when I listed Facebook and G Plus setup, I was thinking of it for clients. This is something I can outsource easier than doing the websites. And plus, you love doing the websites. So this is exactly the kind of thing Travis was talking about earlier, is identifying the things in the back end that you can give other folks to do, so that you can focus on what you want to focus on and also the things that make you the money. So there you go. Stan says, if you hire a project manager, they do not do training. They do it for you. That was the trap Travis mentioned. I'm not sure I understand that, Stan, but pop that in there, what you're talking about. The trap that I heard Travis talking about today was hiring people and ending up training them instead of having them already there to do it for you, right? So all you're doing here is making a list of things you want to outsource. Okay, we're in agreement. Good, Stan, thank you. So you're just making a list of things that you want to outsource and when you want to outsource them, and giving you the basis of a plan to start with. So that's the real value of working in this spreadsheet. Okay, where am I? Here we go. Delete. All right. Whoa, what happened there? Huh. Okay. All right, so I'm going to continue working on this, and in the next couple of days, and I want you guys to go back over here to this link and start adding in the task over here that this is in the Google Docs. The Google Drive task list folder, I'm sorry, task list spreadsheet over here. Just continue adding in the tasks that you would like to see more developed and that's more appropriate for what you're doing. And we'll try to build this task list out to a huge long task list with a lot of subtasks and a lot of top level tasks, so that we can really build something that works well for your plan. You don't have to do this today, just do it over the next day or two. And I'll put it in the Facebook group as well, so that we can get people working on this. That will be our collaborative list. All right. Let's see, now I'm going to come back to, where are we? Okay, so we've built our thing here. We've built our list. Now, everybody's not going to run out and do what, you're not going to run right out and jump into Profit Groove with Travis Greenlee's group, right? I mean, they have a 25-hour a month minimum at $20 an hour, which is $500 a month. So that may be out of your outsourcing budget. Let me tell you how I started outsourcing. I went to what was then called Rent-A-Coder. It's now freelancer.com. And I found somebody on freelancer.com to do a spreadsheet transfer for me. They basically took some links in a document, a PDF document, moved them into a spreadsheet for me, and did it in 3 hours and charged me $10. That was my first project. Yeah, the collaborative list will be fine up there. I'm going to keep moving it over, Stan, into the spreadsheet, working on the spreadsheet to get that in there. So, yeah, when you're adding things in the collaborative list, don't overwrite other people's stuff. So you want to make sure you're in a blank, and you want to make sure that you don't have somebody else's. You'll see, for example, that this person, user 13, is already in that box. So if somebody's got a box already with a color around it, go to a different cell, okay? That way you won't overwrite what somebody else has done. So what was I saying? I was saying about my first project. So before I hired a project manager, I had done over 170 projects through Rent-A-Coder. And that person that I hired with that $10, or I think it was actually $5 on the very first one, has been with me to this day for the last 7 or 8 years. And I've had him on retainer every month, and I've worked with him every month since that period. And he's done great work for me. And I'm probably changing my business enough today that I won't be using him any longer. And that's all right. I'm changing my business all the time, but we've grown to the spot where he's got a full-time job now and does a lot of other things. He's actually a robotics engineer now. When I met him, he was a student. So he's a robotics engineer now, making really good money, but he still does a lot of work for me. And he's in Romania, and I found him on Rent-A-Coder. That's freelancer.com now. One of the things that I like to do for specific tasks is go to Fiverr. And I don't do it a lot, but it's easy to use, easy to find. And I'm going to show you the thing I use, Gig Prospector, again. You may have seen this before, but I think it's a really good little tool. Okay. So let's see. I want to do video intro. I could type in what I'm looking for and do a search, or I could do a category. I'm going to type it in. Video intro. And I'm going to do a search. So I get a lot of people here in the video intros who do video intros. And I can see how many they've done, how many projects they've done, and what their rating is. So we've got 100% ratings here, 90% rating here, a lot of different ones, right? I can go through all of those, or I can just say I want somebody who's going to do it within 5 days. It updates, and it only shows me those people that can do it within 5 days. I want a 90% positive. It only shows me with those with 90% or more. And I want at least 100 people, 100 ratings. So that eliminated that right down to these guys. And let's see, I think I'm actually using one of these folks to do mine. So let's see, what do I do here? Do I have them in favorites? I might have them in favorites. Yeah, so these are my favorite guys. So these are the favorites because I have set up a favorites category and I've listed them all in here in favorites. So let's see, which one of these did I use? See if I recognize it. I think it was this guy, but I'm not sure. So the thing is, when you show detail here, it opens it inside of this box. I don't particularly like that. And then you click here to show it in your browser. So then it shows you what they do here, who it is, what their ratings are, when they can deliver, how many orders they've got in their queue, and the really good ones tell you exactly what they will do. So this is a speed drawing program. It'll make an elegant video intro, and here's an example using Fiverr that you can take a look at. This is actually his portfolio that would start here. And because I'm downloading a video, you may not be able to hear me at the moment, but. Yeah, that is actually the one that I used for the NAMS video tutorials. So it works really well when you find what you want. And it's something that you can get created quickly. I didn't need something huge and flashy, but you can get huge and flashy on here. And you'll notice here, he'll convert the logo into vector for better video quality for $10 extra. Add a background of your choice for $5. Add a background music of your choice for $10. Do it in one day for an extra $10. So I think I spent $20 on the one that I got and had it the next day, and it was excellent. So you get to, you also see what you get here. So these are very task specific, and the reason I use Gig Prospector is because it lets me sort through the folks out there who don't do it, who I either don't know or don't have good ratings or don't have a lot of ratings, and aren't clear with what they're going to do for you. So Fiverr is a good place to go to get your task done, and I really like this Gig Prospector to make that happen. Now you can go to Fiverr yourself and just start sorting through the categories and looking for different people and do searches yourself. So if I do a video intro search here, let's see what this gives me. Okay, so here's all of these that you can look at. You can get them with, you can show the high rating, you can show the express gigs, you show the ones with the video. You don't get as much information as I do with the Gig Prospector, right? So I can look at the Gig Prospector and get almost every piece of little information I need about that stuff right away. Okay, so that's Fiverr. Now, I'm putting a report in your download box for Fiverr on how to use Fiverr. And I will also give you a link in there to Gig Prospector if you don't have it. It's a one-time purchase, and they continually update it so that they're always in sync with Fiverr, and so that you get what you need there. I'll put the link in here in this place too. This is, I don't even know what the price of it is now. I think it's $47, but I'm not sure. And that is going out to all of you. There it is to all of you. You can take a look at that. In fact, let's take a look at that and see what the price is. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to. I know that is a big, long graphic sales letter, and it'll load really slow and eat up all of our bandwidth, so I'm not going to look at it. You guys can look at it and tell me about it. Okay, so that's how I would use Fiverr. We're talking about three issues or three options here, and I want to make sure that we capture them in our mind map here. And we've talked about executing with our spreadsheet to create a list. And from the list, you create a plan and you prioritize. Okay. Then you determine whether, from your plan, you're going to determine whether you do task. This is going to be type of outsourcing. Task, projects, or staff. When would you use staff? I have somebody that, I have three people. Actually, I have six people that are staff. And they're not full-time, obviously, but I consider them to be part of our team on a regular basis. Now, that may be changing too, because what I want to do is go back to the project-based outsourcing. It's more productive, but you've got to be more organized, as you can tell, with the spreadsheet to understand that. So instead of paying people a retainer or a monthly guarantee or even an hourly guarantee, you know, the kind of I'll pay you for 20 hours a month, or, you know, do between, let's expect between 10 and 15 hours a week or whatever it is, then that's what I would call staff, because I've got them kind of on hold, but not necessarily a project in place for them. And I always run over the hours with those people, because then I use them. I end up using them kind of as if they were employees, and I don't want to do that. I want to make sure that I'm hitting the right projects. That's the reason I want to go back to a project-based outsourcing. Now, tasks are really good for those one-time things that we talked about earlier. So, for example, if I need a video created that is a video for an intro for a product that we're doing, I went to Fiverr and I got a task. So, you know, $20 to me was cheap to have a 3 to 5 second video intro created that I had multiple choices from. So I was excited to have that done. It would have taken me forever to do that. And in fact, I worked with somebody who was on our staff for 2 days to try to get that done. And I reviewed it myself. I probably spent 3 hours, maybe 2 hours, reviewing their work and making suggestions, and we never got it to where I wanted it to be. So I bailed on that 2 hours, 2 days of work from the staff person and the 2 hours of work that I put in on the reviews, and went straight to people who knew how to do it and did it in 24 hours with, you know, no issues. I probably spent, well, let me tell you, I can tell you right now, I spent $220 of the staff person. No, that's not true. $160 of the staff person, and then 2 hours of my time, whatever my time is worth. And instead of doing just the task and going over there and finding somebody who was specialist in that technique. So tasks work really well when you know what it is and it is a one-time deal. Projects. We've identified, that's what we're doing today with our spreadsheet, is we're identifying projects. We're identifying content creation projects. We're identifying social media projects, traffic generation projects, all of those kind of things. And that's where Travis is really going to help us with, if I decide to go with Travis's group, because we will specifically work on projects and spend the money that is more focused to get a better return based on projects. I really feel like staff is the least productive of the ways that you can do outsourcing now. And of course, the next thing is to hire employees. Jason and Will do only employees. They don't do outsourcing at all. They have, I think they even have 17 people on their support desk out of the Philippines. And those are all employees in their business. I don't want employees. That's just a decision that I've made. I don't want employees. But employees would be the next step here. And that's a whole different ball of wax. Okay? So we talked about in the validating of your plan being the reason you're doing the spreadsheet. Once you build the spreadsheet, you like what you've got, you prioritize, then you start engaging. And when you do that, you're either going to interview yourself, interview individuals, I misspelled that. Or you're going to hire a team. That's probably still misspelled. Engage a team. A company, let's say. Engage a company. Like Profit Groove. Now, I used 123 employee with two people in 2013 and part of 2012. So I used them for about 8 months piece. Actually, I used them for about 8 months together. And one of them didn't work out well at all. Over a period of time, he just kept making decisions and not that impacted our resources. For example, we would do videos. He'd make an MP3 and discard the original, or an MP4 and discard the original, which drove me nuts because I needed to have the original in case we ever went back to do a better version of something. So when I found out he was doing that, I just basically cut him off. But the other person did whatever we wanted him to do and was really good at it and was very focused on making sure she did a great job. So she would do whatever we wanted her to do, and because she was always trying her best to do a good job at it, she would ask questions and make sure that she was doing it right. The problem with that is that every day she was looking for new things to do because we didn't have a good system in place from a project perspective of doing maintenance kind of things. If we wanted her to do social media, we had to train her in social media. Now, having said that, I actually have that person on staff now because she left 123 employee. She and about 6 months, 8 months later, she came to me and said she was available, and I got her at a really good rate. So she is doing a lot of work for us, which is the one-off stuff. She's kind of like our go-to person for doing just cleanup work. And we're going to use her for a lot more of the checklist kind of things that we do, which means we're creating all our checklists to do that. Here's my pet peeve about outsourcing, and I'm sure you're going to relate to this. I want somebody who reads my mind. That's the ultimate, right? I want somebody who looks at me and says, we're doing a webinar tomorrow. David's going to need a webinar page set up. And then it's done. And they test the links. And they test that we have the right funnel in place. All of that, all of our links work, and they test that. I have a couple of people who do that. Then we have other people. I have worked with other people who, when you say I need a PDF created from a Word document. How do I do that? That doesn't cut it to me. I mean, I understand people have skills that they need to hone and build, but I don't want them to come to me with a problem. I want them to come to me with a solution. They can come to me and say, I don't know how to do that, but if you don't mind, I'll go look on the web and train myself, or I'll go do this and come back with something for you to look at, or whatever it is. That was the same way I was in the corporate world. When people came into a meeting that I was conducting on project creation, whatever it was we were doing, and these were multi-million dollar things, I didn't allow people to come in to discuss problems unless they had a solution to the problem. Everybody had to come in with at least an idea of how it could be fixed. The only reason I required that is because that's a starting place for everyone to discuss. And in our own outsourcing, that's a starting place for us to get things fixed the way they need to be fixed. So if you're going to come to me with, I don't know how, you better come to me with, but I'll figure out, or I know somebody who does, or whatever it is. That is the exciting thing about the possibility of working with Profit Groove, and I've been looking at these guys for a long time. That's the exciting thing about working with them for me, because it's going to be project based and I don't have to train them on what needs to be done next. They might need to see how to access certain things in our system. I might need to share some of my LastPass links with folks in the system. But I've got all of that set up so that we can do that. Let's see. Gayla says, and do you pay her hourly or do you set a time budget fixed amount? I pay her hourly, but it's 40 hours a week. So I know exactly what I'm paying her every month. It is part of my budget and it ain't much. So it's and I pay her on a weekly basis. So it's great. Now, this part, the project manager part, failed miserably for me with 123 employee. I know other people that are having great luck with 123 employee. For me, it didn't work out so well because I don't think we were engaged with our project manager on project type work. We were engaged with them on task type work. And that's a huge difference. You gotta have your plan in place and be able to move forward with that. So here's the feedback part. We're going to look at all of this stuff, what works for us, and do more of that. And we're going to do less of what doesn't. That means staff turnover. That means retraining people. That means bringing in interns, because we're going to have some interns that we're going to use as well. That also means that from our feedback perspective, that we're going to look at how much money we're making from the money that we're spending. If I can't look at an outsourcing team as a profit center, then to me, they're not doing the right thing. My support desk is a profit center. I outsource the support. My support desk saves member clients, and it saves people from cancellation and refunds. So that's a profit center to me. And every month, we provide more income recovery than we do in the cost of the support desk. So if I can justify all of the outsourcing along the same lines, then I will continue doing what we're doing. I'm just not going to build products and build processes because I like them. They have to make us money. And that's what your business is about too, is making money. So when you do your outsourcing, you want to make sure that the goal of your outsourcing is not to just do some task that needs to be done, but to help you make money. So if that means that the task that's being done frees you up to make more money, then it's a good thing. Busy work is not something we need to perpetuate. Okay, so the feedback piece of it means a lot of analysis. And the only way to really do that, I think, is by project. Because if I know that what a project is going to return to me in traffic, sales, prospects, list, every project that we do should have an impact in all or any or all of these areas. Those are the four big areas that we want to make sure that we're hitting. Then I can look at, you know, my analytics tools like Google Analytics, our cost, and I can get some good analytics out of my QuickBooks program, actually, to see what my payments are. And what my return is. on those projects. So if there's a product that comes out of that project, for example, if it's a plugin, and I can see that I am doing I'm making more money selling the plugin than I am in the cost of building the plugin, that's just good business, right? Okay. One other thing, I'll give you a good example here of an outsourcing that has worked really well for me. And by the way, there's two. Here's something you have to work with outsourcing. When I had the Twitter Toolbox, which is a product that we don't have anymore, and that was about 3-4 years ago that it went away, there was a woman that was working for us then doing videos for the Twitter Toolbox on how to use the Twitter tools. And her name was Jo. Jo did a great job with that. I really liked the way she was doing it. And I approached Jo about 6 months ago to a year, anytime between that 6 months and a year, and said, you know, I'd like for you to do some more of the video work for us on some of the tools that we're using. Can you do some more of the, can you rebuild some of the Twitter tools and update them just to make sure that we have all those Twitter tools still in place, and we're looking at the top ones now. She did a nice job with that, and I provided that as a Twitter tools tutorial package. What we made from that Twitter tools tutorial package offset, we broke even on what I paid her to do it. And she did it in about 4 weeks. And she did it at an agreed upon time frame of about 10 hours a week that she would work on it. And she lives in Mexico, so that was easy. It was easy for her to do in her spare time. So she's continually building these tutorials for me. Now I give her a new topic, and she's getting better at them, and we're providing transcripts with them, and we're doing all kinds of better things with these tutorial packages. And she's getting them faster, and she's getting them so that I don't have to hardly edit them. And they're working great, and I like them a lot. But she had back surgery 3 weeks ago, so we're behind on getting our tutorials out. So now I have a single point of failure in my tutorials program because I have only one person doing those tutorials. I can find somebody else to do additional tutorials, and I need to do that. Somebody who can do like offset. So she does 1 month, he'll do the next month, and they can be building different packages. And we're going to do 12 packages, and we're halfway through on those packages. And so I've got two that she's finishing up right now, two packages, and those will be in your access, your membership access within the next, I'd say the next week at least. And the first one is on cloud storage, comparing all the cloud storage things and how to use the cloud storage, such as S3, Dropbox, Google Drive, iCloud, and SkyDrive, which was Microsoft's. And then the second thing was on using Evernote, how to use Evernote. And I'm a big Evernote fan and using it a lot more. And so this is all outsourced. And it's a profit center for me because we're spending less than we're making from selling the products. So when I do the analysis and get the feedback that way from the analytics and the project, and also from the project managers, the kind of feedback I'll get from the project managers, we can determine what we need to do more of. And that's exactly what we did with the tutorials. And that's how we're going to improve our product, right? So it's the outsourcing that's going to bring us more and more value to our members. And that's why outsourcing is so important to my business. And I think it's going to be really important to your business. So let's talk about the challenge for the month coming up. We're going to use the spreadsheet to identify your highest areas of outsource opportunities. And then we're going to look at the outsourcing resources that we have, look at all of the different outsourcing companies that we can, like 123 Employee, Profit Groove, Freelancer.com, Guru.com, Fiverr.com, Elance, did I say Elance? Dot com, and others so that you can choose how you want to start outsourcing and how to do that based on whether it's a task or a project or whether you need somebody to be fully on staff. Okay? So we're at the end of our time, and if you've got any more questions, drop them in here. Has this been helpful to you guys? Are you seeing how outsourcing can help you? I didn't tell you the caveat of outsourcing. Travis alluded to it this morning, but I've experienced it in the last year. I had to switch up some of the things that we were doing last year, and I had a couple of people who did a lot of work for us. Then they went away, and I didn't have them to do that work for us anymore, so I had to replace that. And what I found was that I hired too many people to do all of that work. So I spent way too much money on outsourcing. That's a really big thing that you have to be careful about, is making sure that you are focused on the delivery for the amount of money that you're spending. And we're still adjusting from that in our own system. So that's one of the things you want to be really careful of. Okay. Helena, good. Glad you enjoyed it. Mark says, great job. Thanks so much. Stan says, thanks. And Nancy says, this has been great. Smart thing for me to already be considering as I began my business. Very helpful. Ute says, most helpful. With my outsourcing, I was tapping more in the dark, just asking for a little test. Now I see why I had such a problem. Yep, that's the way it works. We all learn. When you talk about past, what are you talking about? What are you referring to? Sheila said, I think I said past with a T. In the past, when I was outsourcing. Okay? Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon, and I'm really glad the internet hung out there for us. So talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.